Welcome out there to Respect My Mind podcast with your host, Kevin Moffitt, one half of the collective Southern Frame of Mind, my host, Elijah Ivory. This one right here is about, you know, why exes are exes for a reason, and about the other person that's pursuing the ex. Or about you being the guy that was in the shoes, that's in the shoes of the rebound. I had this situation where at one point I was the rebound, you know, and I used to take up for the woman who I was the rebound for. I used to, you know, I was in the ex's shoes, you know. It used to be like, shit, man, well, yeah, baby, this is, and I was believing everything the female was telling me, you know what I mean? I was believing everything she was telling me, and it's just like this. That woman will never let the two men talk. She'll never let the ex or the rebound talk, because she know if those two men get in a conversation, the conversation is going to turn to her. Then the two men can compare and can contrast notes of what that woman's doing. And they'll be like, okay, it started like this, man. Yeah, it started like this with me too, man. You know what I'm saying? This, this, and that. Whoop, whoop. And they start trading information. And it's like, okay, well, what is she really telling us? You know, she's like playing the two guys against each other. She's playing the two men against each other. And, you know, and it's always a sob story every time that woman, you know, tells the new man the story. I used to be in those shoes. You know, oh, he was like this. He was like that. He this, he that. And you know what I'm saying? I patched it up with that man like years later, because I was starting to see the true nature of that woman. Then it happened to me. That same woman, she did the same to me. She went to a rebound. But you got them two pillow talking. It's always the two that's pillow talking. The rebound and the ex and the late and the last woman. They're pillow talking. Ah, he ain't this, he ain't that. And it's the same cycle. Shit happens in cycles with these type of people. And now you got your ex and the new guy talking about you. You know what I mean? But what happens is that new guy or that rebound gets emotional. It happened to me. They get emotional. Because that woman is giving them sex. And sex just admonishes all your logical thinking when you're getting a little bit of peace leave. When you're getting a little bit of sex, it's just men just, I don't know, they just turn into a woman's muse. Anything that woman wants, she's pretty much in control, because he has her in control. She has him in control sexually, if that man doesn't think logically. And you can be believing anything that woman tells you. But the two men need to be men and congregate and come together and be like, hey, yo, man, hey, let's hash out some notes about this chick. You know what I'm saying? It's not no gossipy whole shit, but it's just like, it's okay, what is she saying that she's really saying? And then match it up with her actions. And what are you really getting? The two men have to have a conversation, sit down like men and be like, hey, bro, I ain't got nothing. If I was to talk to another brother, it'd be like, okay, I have nothing against you on your end. What is this woman saying? And it's always the same thing. He a punk. He a this. He ain't this. He used to treat me like this. And it's okay, well, it's the same old things. Like, what do you say? So it's a problem with that woman. She keeps coming up with these same stories. You know, but men need to be men and talk. Like I've learned to like not let emotions control me when it comes to sex. You gotta take what the woman's saying and be like, okay, well, all right, this is what she's saying versus what her actions are. It's like, all right, man, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the sex is good. The pussy's good. The pussy's amazing. But you gotta clear your conscience and clear your head and be like, all right, step back for a minute. What is she really saying? Listen to my brothers out here, man. Like, don't get caught in that little web. Then you and that dude, other dude, you and the dude, the ex, or you and the rebound going tit for tat because of something that she's telling you. She's telling both men different things. On one hand, she's keeping her main dude like on a string because she wants him still to be around. She's keeping the main dude like, ah, baby, I still love you, and ah, baby, this, and that. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Meanwhile, telling the new rebound dude that, oh, baby, ain't like that. I'm not saying, I'm not doing this. I'm not. She's telling two conflicting stories. And then fellas, don't get in a relationship with a woman like that. When she's breaking it off, barely breaking it off with the old guy and going to the new guy. Women too. If same thing, vice versa. The guy's telling you one thing, you know, and he ain't meeting up with his actions, but he's telling the new thing something else. You know, oh, I broke it off with her. Nah, man. That situation. Get out of that. Because they're going to lie to you, too. You know, and people like that, they're never satisfied within themselves. The person that's stuck in the middle, the person that's doing the back and forth in the line, they're not satisfied with something. They're not satisfied in their relationships. They're not satisfied with themselves, and they're not satisfied in life. You know. But, and another thing I wanted to get to, I know certain people out there listening. I know, you know, certain people out there catching this. But if you catch wind of this, you know what I'm saying? You know who you are, the players. So, you know, I mean, hey, you know who you are. But you guys need to stop with the bullshit. Like, the people that's out there lying about the shit, you need to stop lying to people about stuff and like start using your words and start communicating. Start communicating to people. Start letting people know that, you know, that you don't want a relationship anymore. Start letting people know that, you know, that you choose them. Or, you know, you got to make a choice within the two people. Or let them know why the relationship is going sour. Let that main person know why the relationship is going sour. You know what I'm saying? I know some people want a monkey branch and they want to bridge the gap in between relationships. They want to bridge that gap. And they want to be like, oh, well, I want to hold on to one thing and hold on to something else. And, you know, it can't be like that. It's like, okay, well, you know, so that person can't be alone. They say they can be alone, but they can't really be alone. I can do stuff all by myself. I can't really be alone, like, because you monkey branching all over the place, you know. But yeah, though, this is another edition of Respect My Mind. Tune in next time. And beware of those people out there that tell lies, because smiling faces tell lies. Remember that. So, peace.